appreciate it. All right. Just a heads up. One thing I will be doing, I will be recording this. I'm trying around this to do some social media clips from interviews. So I'll be taking elements of this interview for a video to be used for social media.
So, I did my makeup just in case that was thing.
Well, hey, your makeup looks fantastic.
Thank you. You look great yourself.
Thank you.
Recording in progress.
All right, so let's jump right into it. Keegan, you are the first headliner at Bow Valley Bootstop starting tomorrow. What's going through your mind?
I'm very excited. I love being able to like headline a show, and I haven't done like too many headlines, but it's fun because I get to like take my time. Like usually if you're like an opener, you're kind of rushing like really quickly and you don't want to like set anyone back. And sometimes you have to pull songs. So I'm excited to be able to just like be up there and give the show that I've like love giving. So I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel? Cause you're from BC and you're going to be also joined right before you with another BC band, a couple of Penticton boys, the Hillside Outlaws. You know, how does that make you feel that BC is kind of taken over the little local event?
It feels good. Like, it feels really good. I am so proud to be from BC. It's such a beautiful place, but I also love Alberta so much. So much. I am a big Alberta fan. So it's nice it's going to be great to see some people that I run into from time to time, like, you know, Tony Stevens, Cal McCurney, the Hillside Boys. It's going to be a fun time.
So I got a question for you because right before this interview, I was going through your social media, Spotify, everything, see what's going on, but you haven't really released anything since last year. So what have you been up to?
I know, it's crazy. It's actually been like just over a year. I've just been writing my butt off. Kind of took a little break just to like find some songs that I'm excited to put out and kind of rebrand myself. So it's funny because I'm like, I've been like quiet when it comes to like releasing music, but it's like I've been working my butt off. I live in Nashville now and I'm writing lots and I've been in the studio recording new music. So I have new music coming out very soon. Ooh. Which is so exciting. But it's always that scary thing when you are in that, like, where you take that year to just, like, get the songs and work on yourself and figure it out, like, figure out what it is you, like, which direction you want to go in. And you think, oh, my gosh, you worry a little bit. You're like, I hope people don't, like, forget about me. But you can't really think like that. You just got to, you know, be true to yourself. And I'm really excited for this next, like, journey. So I can't wait.
Okay, can you share with us a little bit about this journey? Just because, you know, you've been dormant. We want to know.
Well, it's been like just a year of like writing my butt off, finding songs that I'm like really excited to put out that I've been doing a lot of writing this past year about like what's going on in my life. I feel like previously sometimes when I wrote songs, it was more about like, what's the best hook? Like what, you know, what hits the hardest? Where this year it's like, I've been through some stuff. So I'm like, I want to write about it. And so I'm really excited because like these songs coming out are like songs that I like wrote from the heart that are going to be so fun to promote because like I like lived it. And I feel like those are the best songs like to put out because you can really, you know, speak from the heart when you are promoting them and talking about them on like interviews and stuff. So it's been an awesome year. It's again, one of those things where I'm like, okay, I need to put out music now. Cause I'm like, you know, scared that I'm, you know, you just, it's weird not being like putting out music for so long. Cause it was just like single after single after single for so long. But I'm really, really excited for you guys to hear what I have coming out next. Well,
we're really excited now, kind of going a little bit to Nashville because you're in the land of songwriting.
Yeah.
Share with us a bit of that journey down in Nashville.
It's awesome. It's really cool. There's so many incredible like songwriters, artists down here that are chasing the same thing as you are, very like-minded people. It's such like an electric go-getter town, which is great when you're kind of like surrounded by people who have the same dreams as you. And pretty much just like writing as much as possible. And I mean, this process is really cool. Like people, like you literally go into your write at 11 o'clock or sometimes you have an evening write and then you, you know, you cut your demo usually that day and then you just do it as many times as you can book with people just to find that song. Like the more you write, the better chances you are of finding that song. So that's kind of just what I've been doing this year, is just writing as much as I possibly can. And I love it. Like, I love writing. Like, as much as I love singing, I'm like, if I couldn't write my own music, it wouldn't be the same. And same with performing too. Like, I've always been a performer. I was a competitive figure skater growing up, and it was just like my life to like perform. I loved it. It's like my favorite thing, being able to, you know, put on a show and you know, make the audience laugh, make the audience have a good time, like connect with them. It's like, I love it. I live and breathe it. So it's kind of been my year.
So you're going to be flying. So you're flying out from Nashville, going to Toronto overnight, and then you'll be out here in beautiful the Calgary area, going heading over to Cochrane. When you're on these long trips, what is something you like to do to keep yourself entertained?
I recently just started downloading movies from Netflix because I never did that before. I don't know how or why I traveled and I didn't do that. So I started downloading movies. I also started reading. I'm reading a book right now. But if I can too, I always like to try and be as healthy as possible. So like finding a gym or something like that is always good, which I don't think I'll have time this trip to work out. So I'm going to try and get in a quick workout before I leave just because I feel better. But also just like hanging with the band, hanging with my guys that I work with, like they're literally like my best friends. We've been on the road for a couple of years now together. So it's fun to like spill the tea, what's going on in my life, mm-hmm. and hear what's going on in their life. But yeah, I'm pretty chill. I try and like not talk too much either, or like do anything too crazy, just so that I'm like really prepared for my show. So
mm-hmm. yeah. What you should do is go to the bass player and just start holding the bass and do some squats with it.
We've done some hilarious things. Like my bass player, Dylan, me and him, we told ourselves, we're like, we're going to do 100 push-ups before the show. So before the show, just to get our workout in, we were just like banging out the push-ups. I actually brought someone on stage one time last year. I was doing a show and I turned around and my band was like, Keegan, you're going too fast. Like, you need to do something to like kill some time. And I'm like, who wants to come do push-ups on stage with me? And it was so funny. The band started playing Rocky and I'm up on stage and we had like a push-off. It was like so awesome. So yeah, I'm a little weird and crazy and wild and fun.
So can we expect any push-up challenges this Bow Valley Boot Stomp?
I think I need to bring it back. I actually thought about that. I'm like, see, this is a fun thing about headlining, is like you have the time to be able to do fun stuff like that, where usually you don't. You're trying to get as many songs into your set before you have to get off stage because you don't want to take up more time than you have, like that you have. And so I'm like, I want to do all of the fun stuff tomorrow when I'm playing, just because that's so much fun, is being able to entertain and just like bring people on stage and have a good time, whatever you want, because you have the time to do it.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we're looking forward to having you back in Alberta on Friday, and I'm looking forward to hearing you live.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see everybody, and it's going to be a good time.
Perfect. All right, I'm just going to stop the recording here.